Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
Good morning, and welcome to the Being Found Show. I'm your host, Cloudwise Joe, co-host Chauncey Haworth.
Good morning.
What's happening, Chauncey? Okay, so if you're listening to this show, you've got a better chance of being found by more buying customers. That's just a promise. It's also the best hour in radio for business. We are your guide to being found by more buying customers. Okay, I know I always say this, Chauncey, but there's a lot to go over in this show. I mean a lot. There's a lot going on. So we're going to try to go over it. We've got Project Hometown, which officially kicked off. This is a big deal. We're going to go over that. There was maybe a big algorithm update in Google, which appears it's happening, but also appears it's not. I hate that about algorithms. But I've personally seen websites impacted by something strange. So I want to kind of talk about what's in the news there. Also, do you ever use videos in the Google My Business for your clients? Because I know that's a new feature, but that's starting to pick up some speed. I kind of want to go over that. I've never done it yet.
I haven't yet, but a lot of the problem with that tends to be getting clients to make videos.
Yeah. It's funny you mention that, because I was... Just today, I got all excited because I was thinking, man, I really want to get all my clients to do 360 videos, like tours. And the only thing, I'd have to fly all over the United States to all their places to do the 360-degree video because they're not going to do it. Or find someone locally. It's like, you know. But anyways, I'm going to stop complaining. Also, we're going to do some two-minute tips and things like that, but Google, I don't know if Google's ever officially said this before, but Google answered the question this week of if Google has penalized your site, is there a reset button? Can you tell Google, fix me? Or I took care of it, you know, I'm not spamming anymore, don't penalize me anymore. And Google actually came out and answered what there is, how they feel about that. And so to me that was really awesome, so we want to get into that. But first off, in the news, in the local news for us, is Project Hometown. I'm really proud of this. This is something that anyone who's listening to the show knows that I've been working on, but really at some point in the last 6 months or so, it got bigger than me. I would say there's almost like divine support for this, like support I don't even know where it's coming from for Project Hometown. And the EDC, Pacific Sky, they're all in it. Chauncey, you're part of it. But so is, I mean, it just goes on and on in the list of organizations who are supporting it. Well, it officially launched this week. It's actually on the homepage of Reading.com. You can read one of the articles. There's been two or three video articles already done. But what I just wanted to read a little bit of what's on the homepage. Just kind of help make sense of what Project Hometown is. This was a press release that was put out by Tony Giovanello from the Shasta County EDC. And also, you know, they did some reporting at an event that where they actually kicked this off. Just a couple things here. So Tony was describing this, which I think Tony does a better job of describing what Project Hometown is than I do. You know,
that's kind of Tony's job, is to kind of describe stuff.
Yeah, but I'm noticing a trend, because you describe things better than I do, too.
Maybe you're just terrible at it.
I think I'm terrible at it. I do. I think I'm terrible. Like, what the heck do I have a radio show for? Gosh, I bet people when I'm talking are like, what in the world is he talking about? Is he talking about how to fix a car?
He sounds smart. But,
yeah, he doesn't make a lick of sense. So, just going to read a couple things here. So, let me try my first attempt at explaining Project Hometown, though, before I read some of this. Project Hometown, it's not a technology platform. It's not even a business. What Project Hometown is an agreement and a movement between the local web developers, the local business organization community like the Chamber of Commerce and things like that, the schools, to all come together to help local businesses have a presence online, not just any old presence, but an e-commerce presence, you know, selling their services and products the way people want to buy. And so it's Project Hometown. We've developed a framework to make it really inexpensive. We've set out to get all 17,000 businesses in Shasta County online the way people want to buy. Now just imagine that for a second. There's currently right now somewhere between 500 and 1,000 websites that are from Shasta County, that are registered in Shasta County, and most of them are not mobile friendly. They're not e-commerce, and they're hardly found. So we have almost no digital presence. Our customers in Shasta County, when they go to look for a service or product, a lot of them are finding stuff from outside of Shasta County, but we also pull nobody in of any consequence from outside the county. There's no new customers that we pull in. So imagine if just a simple shift was made where all the business in Shasta County had an online presence, a good one, the way it was supposed to be done. Well, in order to do that, there's not enough money in the world for it to be free. So what we had to do is we had to come up with some framework so that we made sure that the right things were done for really low cost. We also made sure that the local web developers would live up to this criteria to build this really low cost. I'm talking $750. And so that we had the labor to do this, we've involved the local high schools, and CloudWise Academy trains those high school kids to help these web developers build websites for the community. So the businesses win because they finally have a presence. Our community wins because our local businesses are finally tapping into the new economy and bringing revenue. Our students win because they're learning relevant skills. And even our tech community wins because they're getting more exposure to work with these local businesses, and it increases their customer pool. Okay, wait, how am I doing explaining this, Chauncey? Because I haven't read a single word. This has all been my own explanation.
Well, I think you explained it pretty thoroughly, you know, but if it's brand new to somebody, can you do that in two sentences?
No, why can't I do that in two sentences?
I don't know. I don't know if I can either. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, Tony kind of does. Tony describes it, and I shouldn't say Tony. I mean, we all came up with this, but honestly, Tony came up with this part. Tony describes it as that we're, you know, building one business at a time together, right? So it's just every business has to take responsibility to do this, but we're all doing it together. So, I mean, he's a little better at this than I am. We don't know of any other community doing anything like this. So from a pride and community perspective, you know, help us pull this off. Because if we can pull this off as a community, this is incredible. Just imagine 17,000 businesses all online drawing gravity of customers and just huge. Okay, so we are officially live. We have high school kids getting permits. We've got them trained. So how do you sign up or how do you do this? Well, right now you apply because we couldn't take all 17,000 at once, and we've got to make sure you're in Shasta County and things like that because there's criteria here. But you can go to projecthometown.com. That would spell projecthometown.com. You can go there. You can read more about it. You can also see the pricing in which you get. There's two services, $500 and $750. You can see all the people that are involved, and there's an easy little web form. Fill it out, and you are officially applied. Someone will get right back to you. So go check it out. Project Hometown, you know, join in. Help any way you can. And we're coming to the end of this segment. You're listening to the Being Found show. You can check us out at beingfound.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belandi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Our country and the world has become filled with turmoil, violence, hatred, and moral corruption, which will get worse. But there is good news. What you see happening is temporary, as foretold in the Bible. This world's decay reveals the result of a world who rejects God and His salvation. However, for those who receive the free gift of God through Jesus Christ, we'll receive eternal life in heaven's paradise. The choice is yours. Choose wisely. Choose Jesus. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We are your Being Found Help Center. You got Cloudwise Joe and Chauncey Haworth, and we are going to help you be found by more buying customers. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump into the two-minute tip, which, yes, it will probably take us 15 minutes to explain the two-minute tip. So maybe this really just means you can do this tip in 2 minutes. How about that?
In this case, I think that's the truth.
Yeah, this is the trip. Yeah. I like to have flexibility to go either direction with how this one works out. Maybe I can explain it in 2 minutes. Okay, so the two-minute tip is check the speed of your web pages. Okay, now we're going to talk about how to do that and why that matters. But actually, I want to tell a little story, Chauncey. You know, what we cover on this show is things that we see happening during the week.
Absolutely.
And for about the last 2.5 weeks, I've been working with a client whose traffic just started plummeting. And you know, you've been working on it too. And you know, I don't know if I told you, but one of the things you found turned out to be one of the big reasons that the traffic was plummeting. This is an e-commerce client. They're very aggressive. They watch their sales every day, but as they should, and we all watch their web stats every day, and we are watching their traffic plummet. We don't know what changed. We didn't change anything. So we're going through all kinds of tests because it matters. Something has happened. We looked at, is it a Google algorithm update, which actually that might have been part of it. Did some other competitor come in with incredible new content or knock them down on keywords? you know, what happened. And just to kind of underline the importance of this story, I mean, if you do have a website, or if you're a business and you're thinking about a website, just stop and listen for a second, because even I get caught up or surprised at how much the little things make a difference. This is a world where little things make big differences. So we're going through, we have like 90 things we check in our checklists and all these kind of things. And one of the things we realized was that the site, the pages on the website were slow. So what does that mean? Well, that means it's slow for a user to load on a user's phone or their computer. You know, you've all done it. Like, you go to a website and it just won't open. So what do? You leave and you go to another website. Well, so that's what was happening. So, well, why did it slow down? Because we didn't change anything. And so we started running through all that. But the other question is, before we got any further, if it was the page speed that was slow and users weren't liking it, well, why would it show up lower in rankings? Why were we getting less traffic? And, you know, the quick answer to that is because Google wants your site to be fast, because its customers want to go to fast sites. Right. And maybe you can explain that a little bit more in a second, Chauncey. But so we're watching the traffic continue to drop. And so now we're trying to figure out what really slowed it down. Now, here's the crazy thing. There was some things we could do to optimize images, you know, some kind of standard things. But you know what turned out to be the problem, Chauncey, was what you found. Somebody had decided that in the menu that they wanted to have an image for every brand in the drop-down, right? You know how you kind of hover over an image and you click on it, and it'll drop down a list, you know, to click on of menu items. Well, in this case, they wanted the menu items to be the logos of the brands. Right. So what did that mean? Well, that meant the header, the top of that page, had to load 40 images before it could load the page. That right. one thing sped the site up. It dropped it by 10 seconds. And what happened was one of the people that works there had decided, hey, it would be really cool. And they didn't tell anyone they were doing it. They just thought it would be really cool, so they put it in. I would say that's one of the things I see happen most, is somebody just thinks that, let's add this page. Or we took a picture of the founder near his sailboat, so let's put him on the home page. You know what I mean? Or just right. something to add to the website. But what you don't realize is when you add it to the website, there's impact on how Google's going to crawl it, how it's going to display, and so
what you've got, and how people are going to perceive it,
and how people are going to see, is it going to help them convert or take away from converting? I'm glad you brought that up, because that was another thing that came up. As one of my customers said, "Hey, I want to put videos, product videos, on every product page." I said, "Oh, okay, so that might work. You have 6,000 products." And do you know if those videos are going to help sell or hurt the sales of the product? Do you know if you already have the right amount of content or not enough content to help someone decide to buy? And they say, well, actually, we have a pretty good conversion rate. Well, I probably wouldn't put videos on every single product then, because that video actually might talk someone out of buying. Right? And so, but right. it seems like, no, videos make sense. Let's just put them on there. Everyone loves a video. Well, sure, everyone loves a video, but it doesn't mean it's going to help it sell. Right. And it might, right? Okay, so you found that so we took it down, and a couple of the troubled pages were loading 10 seconds. That took 10 seconds off. Well, sure, they should never have been loading it 15 seconds anyways, but that really caused that. So we fixed that, a couple other little things, and now rankings are going back up, traffic's starting to come back, and sales are coming back almost immediately. You know, give or take a lag of a couple days.
Right.
And so, you know,
I just have one question, though. I have one question.
Okay.
Do I get any credit for this?
Yeah.
All right.
I have a Chauncey stamp that I put on everything.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. As a matter of fact, you know, we were, and you were helping, we were going through all kinds of things. And that thing that you found, I was like, well, yeah, I guess I could see that, how that could be the problem. But I doubt it. And so we fixed it, and I went to look at some other things, and I went back to check the speed, and I'll be darned, it fixed it. The sites, the page is now load at 3 seconds. They were loading it, you know, 6 to 7 seconds for some page, and other pages were taking 13 to 15 seconds. You really want a page loading in the 2 to 3 second range, because that's about all someone's going to wait. Okay, so long story to say that if you're blissfully sitting there with a website, or you have recently made any changes to your website, and you're wondering if you're getting as many clients as you could, or you're wondering if you're being found as much as you should, this is a tip you have to take, because I just watched how important this is to a site. And I'm talking, they were losing thousands of views. It wasn't a little amount. And now they're going back up. And so how do you do that? Well, in Google Analytics, you can actually go in to Google Analytics. Now, if you don't use Google Analytics, you're not coming with Google Analytics, get it. So take note of what we're saying here, or go to Being Found Show, and you'll be able to look it up and tell your web developer to do this or ask someone to do it. But anyways, go into Google Analytics. You're going to go to a tab on the left called Behavior, and you're going to click on something called Speed Suggestions. And that Speed Suggestions is actually going to tell you what speed all your pages are. It's not a mystery. You can look and see what the average speed is of your pages. And if you click on them, Google will tell you what to fix. So now you know what you likely have to fix to speed up your pages. So right in your Google Analytics, you can find out if something as critical as this, and I'm telling you right now, if you're not looking at it and you haven't fixed it, it's hurting you. I've never seen a site that it's not hurting if somebody's not paying attention to it, because it gets out of whack that easy. Okay, that was a long two-minute tip. Chauncey, maybe you could, in the 2 minutes or so we have left, maybe you could help us understand why speed is so important.
Well, one good way would be for you and I to sit here quietly for 15 seconds and see how many people change the station. Because I don't think people are realizing exactly how long 15 seconds is. I'm not even willing to do that because it's terrible radio, but 15 seconds is a long, long time to wait.
Yeah.
And then page speed, of course, you know, every second that goes by, you know, people are less likely to convert. They like you less. They trust you less. Now, there's a lot of different types of people. So if some of these don't apply to you, they do apply to other people.
Yeah. And so what is it that makes traffic? So that's, I may show up to the site and it's slow and I don't like it, but the traffic drop we were seeing was Google wasn't even sending people to the site, right? They were sending less people to the site because they were lowering our rank, our results rank on the page. So what's going
right
on there?
So there's two ways that can possibly happen. One is that a bunch of people came there, didn't like it, and they bounced, and Google said, all right, we're not going to serve this up anymore. The other is that there's a suspected algorithm update where Google is now indexing, showing search results for mobile results, even on the desktop. Mm-hmm. So speed has basically become hugely important in whether or not you're going to show up first and foremost.
Mm. Yeah, so it's okay, and that's a lot what was happening right there was where we were lowering rank. It's a good end of the story. But it was 3 weeks of every day troubleshooting what had happened. And I can't say enough. If you have a website or you're going to have a website, it's important enough that my entire team troubleshot this problem for 3 weeks, found the problem, fixed it, and it started going up. If someone's not at least looking at this for you, I guarantee it's hurting you. It's just is. It's so important. And it happens so fast. Okay. You're listening to the Being Found Show. That was your 15-minute long description of the 2-minute tip, but it will only take you 2 minutes to check. You can log into Google, go to Behavior, go to Site Speed, and you can see how fast your pages are. You want them down around 2 seconds, maybe 3, certainly not 10 or 15. Okay, so you're listening to the Being Found Show. Check us out at beingfound.com. We are coming to the end of this segment, but don't go anywhere, because we've got more news about the Google algorithm update and a whole bunch more coming. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, April 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For your listening pleasure, Chicago The Tribute, a group of nine accomplished musicians, a tribute band to the legendary rock and roll band with the horns, Chicago. Live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 6th. Chicago The Tribute recreates that great sound with powerful horns, rich vocals, and a rockin' rhythm section. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Whether you are a fan of Chicago from the rockin' 60s or 70s, or the powerful ballads from later years, you'll love Chicago The Tribute live at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 6th. A rockin' good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In 2015, California passed a law that required pro-life pregnancy clinics to advertise abortions or be financially ruined by huge fines for refusing to do so. Well, Pacific Justice Institute fought back on behalf of pro-life clinics and sued.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Good morning. Or maybe you're listening to the podcast and it's afternoon, midnight, one in the morning. Good evening, good morning, everything in between. You're listening to the Being Found Show, where your guide to being found by more buying customers. Literally the best hour in radio for business, if Chauncey and I do say so ourselves, ever.
Ever.
Yeah. I think of it a lot like you know, some of the greatest in radio or movies or whatever, we're right there with them.
You're like the Howard Cosell of business radio.
Right. Or Paul Harvey. I'd rather be Paul Harvey.
With the rest of the story?
No, the rest of the story. Yep, I loved right. Paul Harvey.
I'm going to be Garrison Keillor then.
I don't know who that is.
Lake Wobegon?
Still don't know who that is.
All right, never mind. Carry on.
Go check us out at the Being Found website, beingfound.com. Also, if you listen to the show, we've talked about Project Hometown businesses. Go check out Project Hometown. It's going to impact you. It's So go check it out so you can figure out what it is. It's projecthometown.com. All right. In this segment, there's some news going on. There's a lot of big stuff going on, as always. And I don't know if it's picking up speed or just it's always crazy and there's a ton going on in the internet world. But a couple of the big things going on, I call these segments the Did You Know? But much of loud music behind me there. Not really. Did You Know? So did you know that Google has no reset button if you've been penalized? So what do I mean by that? Well, you know, if you're spammy, you know, if you have bad links, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons we're going to go to in a minute, but there's things that happen where Google essentially says, you're not the kind of person or company that I want to show to my users. When they're looking for your types of products, services, or whatever, Google says, you don't really have the kind of reputation that we trust enough to share with our people. Or maybe your site's been hacked and it's doing damage or, you know, whatever it is. And so I don't know that we've ever known whether Google has some function to reset your business domain. So let's, you know, say whatever your website domain is, it's been penalized by Google. You're not showing up very well. You're not showing up at all. And let's say that, you know, whatever those problems were, you fixed them. You know, do you get to contact Google's customer support and say, can you reset me now? Can you stop penalizing me? I've done what you've said. And that's kind of been a question. I mean, I know there are ways to let Google know you fix things that they've warned you about and things like that. But go ahead.
You can have them fix a manual action. So manual action is exactly that. Somebody, you have been flagged, and a human being at Google has come through and said, bam, no, you're out. And then you can submit a reconsideration request at which there would be a manual action to fix that, you know. But as far as, like, resetting all the data that's collected about you and, it's no different than, going to the bathroom in the pool in high school, you know. It's going to take you years to get over that.
How long did it take?
10 years.
Yeah, okay. So what you're saying
is... You get
my
point. Yeah.
So you're saying that... you know, Google's essentially collecting all this data on the website and it's making an opinion of you or of your reputation, your reputation with Google. And it's not like you can just say to Google, now, forget about my reputation. I'm no longer that person that would have went to the bathroom in the pool. Right?
Right. Google is in the business of collecting data, not scrapping it.
Yeah. Well, apparently this is true. Apparently, there is no reset button. Now, think about that for a second. That means that right now, if you're not aware of how well your web page and the traffic or user data is being delivered to Google, like do people like your website? Are you spamming people unwillingly or unknowingly? You know, are these things going on? If so, do you know that you're hurting your reputation with Google and other search engines, I'm sure, and the majority of traffic to your website or your business will be impacted by Google. So Google's not a company that you want to get a bad reputation with. So what I really want to be thinking about here as a business is, am I creating a good reputation or a bad reputation? Because it's official, there is no reset button, and here's how I know, and I just forgot his name. I think it's John Mueller. He's at Google with the Google Webmaster team, and he actually answered a Reddit post, and here's what he said. The question was, does Google have a reset button for penalized sites? And he says, there's no reset button for a domain. In other words, you know, your company's website name. We don't even have this internally. So a manual review wouldn't change anything there. If there's a lot of bad history associated with that domain, you either have to live with it, clean it up as much as possible, or move to a different domain. In other words, change your website address, whole new site, whole new everything. And he says, I realize that can be a hassle, but it's the same with any kind of business. Cleaning up a bad name, reputation, can be a lot of work, and it's hard to say ahead of time if it will be worth it in the end. Hear what he's saying there? He's saying, you may try to clean it up. It may not help. And that's true. I mean, with a business, you may have had a bad couple years where you mistreated customers. You can do everything you want for the next 5 years. You may not recover. Now, please, if you're a business, ask yourself, do I have a website? Do I have a web presence? And am I getting a bad reputation with the website that's probably going to send more customers and more traffic to me than any other source? You know, more than your TV ads, more than anything. Right now, most traffic comes from Google to your website.
Right.
And so you got to ask yourself, are you getting that bad reputation? Chauncey, what are ways that we get a bad reputation with a website or trigger being penalized?
Well, one would be downtime. Like, you don't pay your bill and your website is constantly going down, you know, and you constantly have to put it back up. You know, Google's going to register that as downtime, and it's going to register you as being unreliable. And your page rank is going to go down because of that. So a lot of this comes down to reputation and page rank and domain authority. These are sort of internal things that Google uses and Moz use to judge how trustworthy and reliable is a website.
So what are those other factors that are in page ranking? And, like, the different kinds of websites that link to you. So, for instance, if I'm a truck accessory store and a bunch of unreputable websites link to me, is that my problem?
Yeah, the quality of your backlinks and the amount of quality backlinks, you know, and that can backfire too. You know, if you have a bunch of spammy backlinks coming to you, you know, birds of a feather flock together, and you're going to get that reputation as well, you know.
Yeah. So how other people linking to my site, something I have to look at?
In most cases, you probably don't, but in some cases, you definitely do.
Okay.
You know,
what are other factors?
Your page speed, obviously, we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that can be a big representation of, are you using current technologies? You know, or are you running the same website you've been running since 96 and it's, you know, maybe slow. Have you been hacked? Because unbeknownst to you, if you've been hacked, your computer can be doing all sorts of shady things to your visitors, which it would also be doing to the spider. The spider is what comes along and crawls your site, or the bot. And then it'll view you as shady and mark you down at that point. And if you don't take care of it for a long period of time, you know, there's definitely a sort of peaks and valleys where, you know, Google expects that if you get hacked, you fix it. So if you get hacked and you come right in and you take care of it, you restore it, everything's good. You know, you're not permanently damaged in your reputation in that way. It's when you get hacked and you don't notice these things and it goes on forever, or when your site is down 3 days a month every month because you don't pay your bill, or your page speed is slow forever and you don't seem to care much about it. You know,
so
if you don't care about your website, they care less about your website.
That's right. And so, you know, so many of us businesses, we might build a website a year or two ago or 6 months ago, and we think we just built and we're done. You know, you're totally underlying the fact that it's never done. It's a window of your reputation. It's something that you have to have budgeted to manage and take care of. And right now, if you're listening to my voice, if you haven't budgeted to manage and take care of your web presence on a regular basis, you need to start there. Put aside some money, hire someone, and start. Because if you aren't, it's hurting you and it's costing you money. Okay, we are coming to the end of this segment. You're listening to the Being Found Show, and you can check us out at beingfound.com. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back.
Home. There's no place like it, where you create day-to-day memories with your family and good times with your friends. Palomar Builders invites you to experience Highland Park. Highland Park in East Reading. Homes built with green technology, meaning your Palomar home will be very energy efficient. Featuring radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency quick recovery gas water heaters, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive interior and exterior features, and designer kitchens. This environmentally sensitive master plan community features a number of stream corridors and mature trees, full front yard landscaping with automatic irrigation systems, in your kitchen granite slab countertops, recessed LED lighting, some plans with stylish islands and walk-in pantries. Come see our new model home at 484 Belvedere. It's now open daily except Wednesdays. It's a four bedroom, two and a half bath at 559-8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
This is Sheila from the Reading Safari Club. Our banquet is April the 28th at Wind River Casino at 5 o'clock. Come out and support your right to hunt. And our youth in hunting, our scholarships, and our veteran hunts. Call Scott at 221-4650, Larry at 474-5075. Get flyers at Old West or KCNR. Games, guns, and fun for everyone.
This is the Being Found Show. We're going to make sure you're found by more buying customers. I promise. Just do what Chauncey says. That's what I do. except for when you tell me to jump off a bridge or anything like that. I'm not doing it, Chauncey.
I'll keep asking.
Yeah, I'll probably do it. Okay, so, you know, Google's weird. All kinds of things going on. Maybe they updated their algorithm. Maybe they didn't. I have seen some clients of mine have weird things happen in the traffic. And so I myself, my clients even, and you, Chauncey, have been reading on this, see what's going on. As of the 30th, which is today, it looks like we still don't know for sure if there's an algorithm update, but it is being talked about a lot. And so you can go to the SEO or the SEroundtable.com and read this article, Google Algorithm Update, March 23rd, Chatter and Signals. That's the article. And essentially it was somewhere in the middle of March that all of us SEOs started complaining that something weird was happening. You know, what is the Google algorithm update? Well, you know, Google's a uses an algorithm to crawl the internet and then decide what it shows. And Google makes hundreds of updates to their algorithm and their software and everything, you know, to try to get better and better at displaying what people want to see. Some of these are just feature updates. You know, like one day you go there and now all of a sudden you can buy airline tickets because in the search results, it'll allow you to link out, right? So, But others are have impact on who's actually showing up and what rank they're showing up. And I tell you right now, if you're not in the top 10, you're probably not going to get any traffic or not much for the words you're going after. And going from 3 to 4 can mean all of the – you could lose 50 or 60% of traffic. Or,
oh, yeah.
You know.
It's exponential.
Yeah, it's huge. So, and so, you know, a lot of what we saw is clients just on one or two important keywords go from 3 to 4 or from 2 to 3. For no reason. But all the other ones, nothing changed. And so we've also, so we thought there might be an algorithm update. We've been studying it. It does turn out in this article that, there's a lot of people talking about it. There's some comments like anyone else lost traffic today, March 23rd. Yes, multiple sites starting at 6 losing traffic, 30 to 60% traffic drop. Another one, 10% traffic drop. Starting in on the 22nd, 8, traffic drop on my biggest site. Seeing another 20% drop. These are all comments that us SEOs are making on these sites. So, you know, I don't know that we can say for sure there's an update, but if you're listening and you pay attention to your rankings, you might want to check them out. And see what's going on. The little bit that I've been able to discern about what might be happening here is an update that's related to quality of your website and content, but not ranking you lower, not penalizing you, but instead recognizing other web pages that probably should have ranked higher. There was some misalignment in the algorithm that wasn't giving credit to web pages that should have ranked higher, and there was some adjustment. And so those pages that should have ranked higher went ahead of you. It's not that you got kicked down. Same result, but I don't know that anyone's sure that's what it is, but that seems to be one of the leading theories on this.
Well, Google has been making a lot of changes here lately having to do with natural content.
Mm-hmm.
And a desire for natural content and a desire for clarity about where your content came from and where it originated. And so I wouldn't be surprised if this was not necessarily an update, but a tweak to a prior update. You know, sort of fixing or making better a few of the changes that they've made in the past having to do with content.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that sounds like as good a guess as anything. I mean, that makes sense. What's interesting is, you know, the chatter is going like crazy, but I think one of the reasons this article calls it chatter is because there are a lot of tools out there that monitor Google's algorithm changes, and most of them do it by monitoring a lot of keywords, and if they see drops or changes in the rank of those keywords, they can associate it to algorithm changes. And there's probably more technical – but anyways, there's a bunch of tools that monitor this. One's called MozCast. You can go to Moz.com. It's like Weathercast, but it's Moz.com. And Moz, the website, has something they call MozCast, like a weathercast, and it tells you it doesn't recognize it. So it's saying in the MozCast there was nothing. It's not saying anything went crazy. And a bunch of other tools are saying the same thing. So something's going on. I don't know what, but if you're, like I said, this is something for you to be watching if you're paying attention to your website. All right, Chauncey, we're kind of in the last segment. We're not kind of. We are in the last segment. And a bunch of questions all were related to the same thing this week. So I wanted to kind of hit on it before we end the show.
Okay.
There were a lot of questions this week, abnormal amount of questions that even happened with clients and we got, which all was around duplicate content. What ends up happening is a business will say, well, I thought duplicate content was bad. So they're afraid to do anything, right? They're afraid to have a service on their service page, but then also maybe have snippets of that service on their home page. Or they're afraid to bring blog posts in that might help support their service from another site, because they don't want duplicate content. So they think they have to write everything. And so what I kind of want to do is, well, is duplicate content bad? And what are some of the duplicate contents that aren't necessarily bad? And how do you make sure that they're not bad? I don't know if we can do that in 4 minutes, 5 minutes, but that's kind of what I want to get into.
All right. Well, let's start out with duplicate content and stolen content. There's definitely a difference. Every website that you look at has duplicate content. I'm going to move quickly. In HTML5, they changed it. You had divs and spans. Now you got headers and sidebars. Because when you look at a website, your header is always duplicate. Your sidebar can be duplicate. Your footer can be duplicate. So when they're talking about duplicate content, a lot of the time what they're talking about is what's in the content area of what you're reading. Not necessarily your sidebar, your header, or your footer. Now, when they duplicate content, for the lack of a better term here, I'm just going to say is duplicated across your site. Like, do you have the same snippet of information showing up over and over and over throughout your site? You know, if that's the case, you might want to consolidate it to one place and drive your traffic there so you don't have it just everywhere in the content areas. Stolen content, whether you know it or not, yes, is bad. Absolutely. Now, you can borrow content, and you can use people's content, and you can attribute it to them, but if you just take it, that can be very bad.
Now, how do I borrow someone's content and use it to help? Let's say that someone, well, here's a good example. We have stories in the Reading Record Searchlight about Project Hometown. We will want to put those stories on CloudWise Academy and Cloud Potential because it's supportive of those two businesses. It's supportive of my two businesses because I'm part of Project Hometown, right? So can I do that? Is that stealing the content? And if I do that, is there a way to do it so I'm not in trouble for duplicating someone else's content or stealing someone else's content?
Yeah, so many people think of traffic as being SEO and nothing else. And so this is not going to help your SEO at all. Right. But it's also not going to hurt. So you take their content, you put it onto your site, and then you basically use what's called a rel canonical tag. And it basically says, this content originally came from this web page. And so any SEO weight that comes to your page that you just posted would really get transferred over to them. But there's a lot of avenues of traffic. What about people who come to your site because they expect to find the newest, most interesting stuff there? What about people who got there from social media because you shared this thing? You know, there's lots of other ways to utilize content too.
Well, I think what you said was really important, though, and you nailed it, is, you know, people think of content they're putting on their website as only having one purpose, and that's SEO. But what you're saying is, hold on, that content might have another job. That content might be there to help sell or help explain something or help highlight an issue. Or like you said, it might be because you shared from social and that's a place you wanted people to land was on your website. And so what you're saying is that's fine. It's not just SEO content. It's also got a job to do content. But there's a way to do it so it doesn't hurt your SEO, so you don't look like a thief. Or
right.
And that's and you can. Unknowingly, you might just think that you're – you know, happily taking someone else's blog post or story and you're not hiding that it's theirs and it helps your business because it's about your product. But did you give them the credit that they were due? And if you didn't, you stole content, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
And, you know, and look at it this way, you know, people can, you know, maybe somebody got to your site by one of your SEO articles. But let's say they spent the next hour and a half hanging out at your site reading stuff that you had brought over and properly attributed back to the other person, you know. So there's an SEO benefit right there, you know.
Yeah, because you kept them on site. Okay. So, all right. You've been listening to the Being Found Show. If you listen to this hour, you are going to be found by more buying customers. And we'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can go to beingfound.com, and you can listen to the show there or read it. We transcribe the whole show. All right, you have a good weekend, and happy Easter, and happy Easter, Chauncey.
Happy Easter, Joe. Happy Easter, audience.
Happy Easter, world. Have a good weekend. This is...
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump drew upon the Old Testament scriptures as he focused on Easter and the Jewish Passover in his weekly radio address.
Almost 3,000 years ago, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "Darkness covers the earth, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you."
The president said both Easter and Passover offer reminders that, in his words, God's love redeems the world.
Happy Passover, happy Easter. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
The U.S. says it has the support of the U.N. Security Council for a new package of sanctions against North Korea.
Ambassador Nikki Haley says the Council's North Korea Sanctions Committee has overwhelmingly approved sanctions designations on 21 shipping companies, one individual, and 27 ships. She says this is the largest ever set of U.N. designations against the North.
As correspondent Dennis Crowley. Hundreds of teachers in Kentucky called in sick yesterday, shutting down some school districts. They're angry about changes to their pension fund. Angie Bushel is one of the teachers who protested outside the governor's office and spoke to WLWT.
Teachers in the state of Kentucky do not have access to Social Security when we retire, even if we had paid into that system prior to becoming teachers.
A lawyer for the family of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, now calling for the federal government to step in to address the fatal police shootings of African-American suspects.
Alton Sterling was shot and killed nearly 2 years ago after police confronted him about selling homemade CDs outside a convenience store. Newly released body camera footage shows an officer yelling profanity and threatening to shoot Sterling in the head. Before he's wrestled to the ground, a gun is reported and then Sterling is shot. That officer has just been fired, another suspended, and the family's lawyer, L. Chris Stewart, says the federal government needs to step in.
And that report from correspondent Jackie Quinn. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you understand how important benefits are. Today's candidates are looking for more than just insurance and retirement accounts. They want benefits they can use every day and perks that help them achieve that all-important work-life balance. With Veridesk Standing Desk Solutions, you can create the healthy office culture they're looking for, where employees can move more throughout the day, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. The new Veridesk ProDesk 60 Electric is the perfect way to create your active workspace. It's a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes with no need for professional installers or labor costs. The ProDesk 60 Electric ships for free, and thanks to our 30-day guarantee, if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. To learn how you can try the ProDesk 60 Electric in your office, visit veridesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
President Trump this week nominated Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the head White House physician, as Secretary of the Veterans Administration. Dr. Charles Schneiderman tells us about Dr. Jackson's background.
Dr. Ronnie Jackson is a 50-year-old native Texan who received his MD degree from University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston and his postgraduate training in emergency medicine and submarine medicine in the Navy. He holds the rank of Rear Admiral and has been a White House physician since 2006. He was selected as physician to the President by President Obama and has continued to serve in that position for President Trump. This is Dr. Charles Snyder reporting from Washington.
Tesla says a vehicle in a fatal California crash was operating on autopilot, the latest accident to involve self-driving technology. The car maker says the driver, who was killed in the accident, did not have his hands on the steering wheel for 6 seconds before the crash. Tesla says its autopilot feature, which can keep speed and change lanes on its own, still requires the driver to pay attention. More from townhall.com. A report just out from international finance firm Goldman Sachs is predicting that the leftist candidate is going to win Mexico's upcoming presidential election.
This is the third attempt of Andrés Manuel López Obrador to become president of Mexico and is most convincing. In a report, Goldman Sachs says he currently leads his nearest rival by 18 points. However, it also notes 20% of people questioned have yet to make their minds up. This lead will prove hard to whittle away with just over 3 months of campaigning.
That is correspondent James Bleers reporting. Officials say they're hoping to break ground on a project replacing 20 miles of border wall in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, early this month, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Deputy Commissioner Ronald D. Vitello. He briefed reporters yesterday. on how the administration plans to spend the $1.6 billion Congress has authorized for border wall construction for this year. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is your other host, Sean.
Hello.
How's your week going there, Sean?
Pretty good. Not too much to report.
Yeah, weather's back.
That is nice. We're enjoying our annual month and a half of spring here in Reading, so it's a good time.
It's a good time to be homeless.
unless you have serious pollen allergies.
You know, I pass by a couple of homeless people here on the way here, and
they do look happier than normal.
Yeah, yeah. Regardless of how you feel about homeless people, some of them have a very obvious mental illness to me.
Sure.
And it must be very difficult to be homeless and a hoarder. Because I passed by, like, one guy who had, like, three shopping carts. And they were all bungee corded together, and, you know, he's got his train of stuff.
And it didn't seem to have much utility, this stuff.
Well, I don't know. I didn't go through it, but I figure that it was more effort than it was worth, I was guessing.
That's quite possible.
Maybe he's an avid reader. I mean, it might be, you know, you got to do something.
Got, like, 700 overdue library books.
Yeah, totally.
Hidden in there.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought that if I was going to be homeless, I would at least save up enough money and get dropped off in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Where at least I could be homeless in some degree of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know.
Spear enormous tropical fish and roast them over fires.
Well, I was thinking about hanging around with all the tourists of Waikiki, you know, Spangin.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah. Another way to go there.
Right, right. Both are totally viable. Both are totally viable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my wife is very happy about the weather. The weather, to me, it said it's going to be like 80 next week. And frankly, the first thing I thought was, oh, great, another summer of being fat, which is like the worst. It is the worst, man.
Oh, that's fair. This is a problem I had never considered.
Of course you haven't.
Being a skeleton.
Yeah.
That, like the offspring of a skeleton and a coat hanger.
Do you have a hard time bulking up when you're pumping iron?
I have never tried to bulk up or pump iron.
You're not
an iron
pumper.
Yeah, I can eat an unlimited quantity of basically whatever food I want without gaining any weight at all. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's always been the case. Huh. And I mean, clearly it was the case when I was a teenager, and that's fairly normal. It's still the case now. I imagine it'll just be the case forever. So.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many people in our audience's eyes just rolled, because they used to be the same way.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to count on that. I don't want to, you know, think about any alternatives to that.
Well, let me give you a word of warning. The older I get, I feel that I'm slowly morphing into a potato.
Okay.
You know, my face, my body, I'm becoming a potato. You know, you wear a belt, but it's purely aesthetic, because when you're shaped like a sausage, what is that belt hanging on? It doesn't matter. It just slowly works its way down, and then you got to cinch it back up, and it slowly works its way down. And, you know, it's terrible.
Hmm.
It's terrible.
Being alive, man.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, like, the rest of my family is all thin.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Well, no, it's good, because we were talking about our dog and about how my dog thinks that we're like a pack of animals together, right? And my wife, Terry, she's just all like, so what are we called again? Are we, we're a pack then, a pack. And I'm just all, well, the dog's a Chihuahua, which, you know, people like to say they came from foxes, even though I think they came from dogs. But so I said, maybe we're a fleet. You know, maybe he thinks we're his fleet. But I also realized that if we were a lot of Americans out there, we'd be a pod. But luckily, seeing how I'm the only overweight one in my family, we're not a pod, so I'm not a part of a pod. I'm just the alpha dog.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are worse things to be. Except that many of our listeners probably know and are pointing out right now to their radios in a fit of pedantic rage. Alpha and beta dogs and wolves and that kind of thing is a distinction that only exists in captivity. In the wild, the pack is... There is no hierarchy.
Really?
Yes.
And you think that our audience...
I'm certain most of them knew
sharp enough to
that,
know all this.
And is like, oh, actually, because... I'm sure that's what they were thinking, so I just wanted to verbalize that for all of us.
Well, let me also throw this out for those of you that are doing that. If you ever start a sentence with actually or technically, you better dang well know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
My kids do it, and it drives me crazy. My daughter will be all, well, actually, and I'm all, you might want to check your facts before you finish that sentence. There's no starting a sentence with actually unless you're the one.
Can I get on my soapbox about something else real quick here?
Yeah, all right. Let's hear it.
Okay. So there's movies like Star Wars and stuff and Star Trek and all of that, and you've got, you know, intergalactic civilizations of
right.
people living on different planets, and it works out because you have faster-than-light travel, right?
Right.
Now, what we know right now already about the way faster-than-light travel should work is that it necessarily implies time travel because of relativity. If you can travel faster than the speed of light, then you can time travel. You can go back in time.
Right.
A lot of people don't seem to realize that when they're making science fiction, and it bugs me. And more people don't seem to realize it when they're talking about, like, UFOs. You know, they talk about, well, if the aliens can travel faster than the speed of light, I'm like, if they can do that, then, you know, maybe they've engineered our entire existence to be, you know, something. Because they could go back and visit us at any point in history that they cared to do.
Well, Sean, technically.
Uh-huh.
Actually.
Okay. I'm expecting great things from this sentence now.
In all likelihood, if we do achieve pseudo faster than light speed travel, it will be because we are warping space in front of and behind the ship itself.
No,
the ship itself is not actually moving.
Here's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're warping space or what. It still implies time travel. No, it's weird, but...
My mind is blown. My mind is blown. I don't know if I got a good... okay, we're going to... We got our guest coming up, but we're going
to... There's not enough time for
we're
me
picking
to
this
explain
up.
This.
We're picking this up in the last segment. We'll
all
pick
right.
this up.
Yeah.
Andrea has something new for us tonight. We got the Leather Witch.
The Leather Witch.
Yeah.
I completely understand everything about that.
Right. The Leather Witch exercises personal demons through the use of leather. I don't want to misrepresent, but I think that's what I've understood from what I've read.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to find out more.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because from what I read, it's somewhat... psychological, somewhat earth magic-y, and somewhat, you know, swinging chunks of leather on fire. So it's kind of got a little something for everybody. No, I'm serious.
I mean, you said it.
I'm into it. I'm excited to hear, and it feels like it might dabble a little in the horror-y stuff that I like.
Yeah. Well, if anyone's a horror fan, it's going to be someone who calls himself the Leather Witch.
That's what I would assume.
That's
I watched some
hope.
Of his videos. He seems like a very nice guy. So I'm not sure
he's
all that
so
horrific.
Do you, but you're all about horror movies.
Yeah,
so.
But, you know, I've killed a few people. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back for our guest, the Leather Witch.
We'll be right back. Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, the Leather Witch. Do I call you the Leather Witch?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, my name is Chauncey. I guess there was some confusion. Andrea is the one who does all our booking, and she takes care of all of our online stuff, and we really couldn't do it without her. But the show here is hosted by me, Chauncey, and Sean, my co-host here.
Hello.
Awesome. Nice to meet you, Sean and Chauncey.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. So
you're speaking with the Leather Witch.
Yeah. So, what is? How do I say this? Is the Leather Witch a name or is it a title? You know, or is it both?
It's a name. It's a business name as well.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm the Leather Witch, my stuff is all about leather and yeah.
So it's not like a thing. Basically, we've had a couple of people into magic on our show, and they basically, it's about focusing into what you love, and that's basically what you're doing. You love leather work, and you try to focus through that. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. I use certain types of magical things that I bring into my creative projects with leather. But I just recently did a fire demon video. That is very important to me as a witch.
Mm-hmm. So what is a fire demon?
A fire demon video, it's it's more of me with martial art weapons that are on fire. You know, in everybody's life, they come up with certain stresses in life. I call them demons, inner demons, like your anger moments. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, reacting on impulse and hurting someone, he's taken all of this anger, you take it inside and work it out with the routine that I have, which is a Filipino style of martial art. I added fire to it to release all of my inner demons all at once I identify it through my exercise, and I get rid of them that way.
Through
the use of the fire and stuff.
I watched this video, and you were using what my layman terms would refer to as nunchucks with a third long stick in the middle.
No, that would be a three-sectional staff.
Three-sectional staff. Yeah, and it was pretty impressive, man. You're like, you know, flinging this thing around with fire. So I've seen people do fire performances before, and it seemed to me like this. The leather that, so on the ends, you have leather that you're burning, is that correct?
I have a bunch of different types of wrap that I would use.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are flammable, highly flammable things. It's wrapped, the ends are wrapped with a steel, fine steel wool, and that shoots off sparks when it's on fire.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I've seen other people do this, but I've never seen all the sparks. It seemed kind of dangerous.
It can be. You have to be very careful and know exactly what you're doing and what will happen if you do a mistake.
Right.
I've only been burned a few times, not really badly, but as part of showing everybody this, it's just a way that I deal with stresses in my life, and I have a really good time doing it. Some people have taken some still shots and have captured what appears to be, I don't know, I guess you could, if your mind was to look at it, it would look like a demon in a way.
In the fire?
Yeah.
In the fire, yeah.
So for you, is this a magical practice, or is this like a psychological thing you do to sort of cleanse? Or is there a distinction, really?
For me, it's all mental for me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that magic comes into it is a part of what Leather Witch is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things that people can't deal with in their life, I focus on the hardships that I've gone through and how I've dealt with them, even if I've made mistakes. And I put it into a burst of energy through my technique in my Fire Demon videos. You can see me through it. I get really excited and happy, and then I get right into it where I release a lot of anger. And it really helps me.
Yeah, I've been trying to meditate. But as a person who is creative myself, I definitely find that when I have invested myself and I'm in that zone of doing that thing that I love to do, whatever it is in that moment, that is the time that really sort of I let everything go and I feel so much better.
Yeah, it's a lot like people going to the tennis courts and hitting a small ball. For me, it's physical. The element of danger and risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of magic that helps me.
Now, you're using this word magic, but a lot of what we're talking about here is probably a little more, you know, psychiatry. So what is magic?
Well, magic is a lot of things. You know, everything from waking up in the morning to pouring a coffee, getting your day started. It all depends on how you look at it. My magic thing is believing in yourself. Magical things happen with people every day. Whether you're keen to or open to see it, you may have like an inner feeling of a premonition. Something might happen. Sure, it might be common instinct, but for people like myself, look into it as a magical spiritual connection with energies all around us that happen.
Yeah, I guess the confusion that I'm having is when we're talking magic, are we talking, you know, because you have the word witch and then we're dealing with magic. Are we dealing with like magic, like spells and, gosh, I'm not even sure how to
It's not really like spell per se. It's more like conjuring up an inner demon and bringing him out to identify it and destroying that piece.
Yeah. I think that we've had a couple of people on the show who are, like, into Wicca and stuff. So, you know, we've had some people on, and it seems like they all mean something a little different by the term magic. But yeah. at the end of the day, it is interesting, though, because it also seems that, like, at the end of the day, you're just talking about energy and belief, and that's, like, you know, that's a fairly common ground for everyone we've talked to about this, actually.
Well, you know, there's energies everywhere. You just got to tap into them, and if you're the type of person that is receptive to it, then you're going to be feeling all kinds of emotions and stuff, and learning how to deal with those emotions and portraying it into your reality, it helps. It helps me.
And so,
but as to a witch sense, belonging to 24,000 other witches on a group called Dark Ladies, Lori Dawn Jackson, I'm sure you've heard
who we
of her
talked
before.
To, yeah.
We've had her on the show twice.
Yeah,
yeah, she's an amazing person.
Yeah, we loved having her, and so we had her again. I think she was the first guest that we ever had on a second time.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dark Lady has done a lot of good things for the community, like the witch community. She's done a lot for me. She's helped me with a lot of things, and things are good.
And
but with my leather witch stuff, when I create projects from leather, I ask a few questions to the client about what they would like to see, like maybe some personal questions. And when I create it and they get their package, usually they see my answers or their answers in the leather craft that I've given them. Of course, it's all real magical if you can really figure it out. When I create it, it's hard to explain, but you can understand it.
I think it's making a little bit of sense here to me, though. It seems like, you know, in the process of creation, it's kind of like you're giving them something and they're seeing, wow, I didn't know, but this is exactly what I was looking for, you know, kind of thing. Like
exactly.
A sort of, you know, coincidence that you wouldn't have, that you maybe even weren't intending, but it's
yeah.
You know, it's mystical.
I have one product that I recently did, well, not recently, it was last winter, but it was a vest that I had to create for a close friend of mine, a schoolhood friend of mine, for her dad. And he raised a whole bunch of exotic birds up here in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And his favorite bird, Ruby, was a parrot that sat on his shoulder and talked to him, and they were real close. Well, the day that parrot died, Mr. Green, the owner of the animal, had a heart attack, and he survived the heart attack. And my friend wanted me to make her dad a vest, so I asked her a few questions about her dad, personal ones, and I created this vest. Well. The vest had an important piece magically attached to him because on the inside lapel, on the right side, was a pocket, and on that face of that pocket was a carving of Ruby. Looked exactly like her. Mm. When I got finished the whole thing, there was a nice decorative pattern on the back, all made of leather, all handmade. And when he received it, he was really, really happy. He started to cry, and it felt really good to see him put it on, and he wore it like a dream. And it meant something to him, something that will last him for the rest of his life. But not only that, but it can be handed down to his family generation by generation.
It was
just a magical thing for me to have that kind of sentiment value to him in something that I created for him.
Very cool. Well, we're coming up here on commercial break. You're listening
to The Leather Witch here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, April 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Oliver, the award-winning musical adaptation of the classic Dickens novel, springs to life at the Cascade Theater with some of the most memorable characters and songs ever to hit the stage. April 19th to the 22nd and 26th to the 29th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 and online at cascadetheater.org.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, general manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, the Leather Witch, and we're talking about exercising personal demons through leather.
And fire.
And fire. So let's start at the get-go. How did you get started with leather?
Oh, I got started with leather growing up at a young age, watching my dad do the same kind of leather crafting.
And so at what point did you make the connection of the leather to this sort of, you know...
witchcraft, basically.
Well, yeah. It was about when I was about 14 years old. I got interested in witchcraft, and, you know, I just had questions, had certain feelings, the odd person out. Growing up was a little different for me. I tied it up with my dad after practicing witchcraft and getting involved in certain circles and doing different things with my life. Gained experience through different things. As I grew older, I got more into paying attention to what my dad was doing, started doing some work with him. Eventually, my dad passed away 6-7 years ago, and I inherited all of his tools and all of his leather. And, you know, it sat around for a while, a couple of years. I was hanging on to it. And then, I don't know, I guess I was about 20, I don't know, early 30s when I decided to go, okay, I'm going to do something with it that my dad never done. So I set up a shop. I never really thought about creating a business at that point. I just did, you know, just custom stuff that my friends would like, and they really liked what I would make for them. So I started to put two and two together, put witchcraft with the leather. You know, all the little creepy things that witches have that that help in their craft.
How did your family feel about the 14-year-old witchcraft?
My mom didn't like it too much. It was a broken family, so I left home when I was 16, never looked back, went to Toronto, did all kinds of things there, came back here to Muskoka and started doing the leather witch stuff. When I'm working with leather, I sometimes feel my dad's presence really close to me. For me, it's also a calming thing. You know, every time I'm stitching up something or lacing something a special way and I think I'm doing it wrong, I get that real strong feeling my dad's there now. You do it right the first time. And I look at what I'm doing and start over.
Right.
But I've taken Leather Witch to a different art level than my dad did. My dad just did a lot of purses and wallets and belts that he would sell at flea markets.
He was much more utilitarian about it.
Yeah. And you never really went anywhere with it. But the stuff that I do, it's a lot different. I made a dragon belt. It's a figure keeper belt for ladies. I had the idea come to me playing with a ball that belongs to my son during Christmas. And just the visual of a dragon's eye in my hand, came out to be a belt.
And a figure keeper, what is that, like a wide belt that's verging on a girdle-y kind of thing?
Yeah, it's to slim your waist.
Right. So I'm thinking
back in the olden days, they used to use corsets and stuff like
that. I'm not sure if this is a PC term to use, but maybe something a wench would wear. Are we allowed to use
wench?
Depends
on how you look at it.
Yeah, in like a bar in the 15th century. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I just wasn't sure at first. And so at which point did you bring fire into it?
Oh, well, I've been involved with martial arts all my life. So that aspect of it is the fact that I'm Leather Witch and I just love doing stuff and recording stuff and making videos and sharing them on a social network, I think it's pretty cool and something that other people out there really have not seen before.
Yeah,
it's a lot different than fire poi. Fire poi is a practiced routine. My kind of routine is practice, yes, but you know, anything could happen, either with fire poi or what I do, that could put yourself at risk. But
you had said that the martial art that you do was a Polynesian martial art?
Filipino
Eskrima. Sorry.
Fighting, Filipino stick fighting.
I see.
Right.
So what is fire poi?
Well, fire poi is a ball that has a mixture of different fluids or something combustible like a cotton or something. I'm not sure exactly what is in a fire poi, but it's attached with a chain and they swing it. It's like a pendulum effect.
I've seen
it. Circumference.
Okay.
The force of circumference makes it spin the way it goes.
Right. And
it's a lot like a three-sectional staff, but there's a lot more going on with a three-sectional than a fire poi.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I've seen this before. I just didn't know what it was called. And so do people come to you? And so obviously people came to you for leather work. You know, they were the work that you were doing, and they were coming to you for leather work. Are you finding that people are coming to you more now for the witchcraft as well?
I have a lot of people that I talk to on social media that ask me questions about witchcraft, and I help them with the best of my ability. And if I can't help them, then I lead them to someone that has more experience in the witchcraft side of it.
I guess what I'm saying are people, when people are interested in your leather work, is the witchcraft a part of why they're interested in the leather work?
I would believe so. Because every piece that I do is specific to one person. It's not something that can be reproduced or duplicated by anybody. Nobody on the planet could reproduce something that I create.
So basically each one is a piece of art to you. You might use a little bit of a template, but that's just to get started and you run from there?
No, I don't use templates. I go straight out of my head.
That's intense.
I go straight out of my head. I mean,
no, I get what you're saying. Totally. No, I totally get what you're saying.
Artistically, I have an idea come into my head. I draw it out on paper. Once I get that pattern on paper, I look at a piece of leather. I wet the leather. I take my sharp swivel knife, and I start drawing what I see beside me on the paper. Sometimes I'll use a stencil for quick application, but I still have to cut the leather by hand and hammer it. A small piece like a wallet with an artistic design on it would be cut, hammered, hit maybe 1,000 times before it even became what would create a picture.
I see. You know, you're saying that you pull it straight from your head and then make it happen makes me think of Hunter S. Thompson, and it makes me think of gonzo journalism, because in my band we've kind of toyed with the idea of gonzo. Gonzo journalism was just kind of throwing it out there, making it happen, and kind of starting from nothing and ending up with something. And in my own band, we have sessions where we call them gonzo recording sessions, where we basically say, all right, we got 4 hours. 4 hours from now, we're going to have a song that's done, fully recorded, written and recorded. Let's pull it from the ether and let's make that happen. And, you know, they end up being some of the greatest things and some of the worst, frankly. But you know, you end up pulling some of the greatest things just from the ether of letting yourself go, I'm guessing.
I totally get the gonzo factor. I've done that a few times myself.
Yeah.
But, a lot of my clients I work closely with to find out exactly what they want to see in the leather once I start creating it. And I use their ideas and answers to my questions to create that picture and craft it. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
Let me cut you off there before you get going too far, because we're coming up on our final commercial break here. So
let me cut you off before you get too far into that. You're listening to The Leather Witch here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
I love you. Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Your home. It's where the sunrise starts your day, where you entertain the closest of friends, where the family gathers around the dinner table, and where your memories are made. Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is building those memories every day. They invite you to discover the residential community of River Point in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, energy efficiency, truly exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with many floor plans to choose from. With prices starting at $299,800 for the home of your dreams. One of our featured homes, a brand new 4-bed, 2-bath home with a 3-car garage and over 2,000 square feet of living space, was just completed at River Point Subdivision. Featuring granite countertops, a beautiful cozy fireplace, green technology, and a huge landscape backyard, listed at under $361,000. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, the Leather Witch. We're talking about witchcraft, we're talking about leather, we're talking about fire. You know, earlier you were talking about how it pulls out inner demons, and we were talking about having a little confusion on if we were dealing with magic or psychiatry, and it kind of seemed in between, and it's interesting, but you said when I pull him out, and you said him and it, and like, so when you're talking about pulling out inner demons, are we talking about pulling out an entity? Are we talking about pulling out personal baggage? Or are we maybe talking about pulling out personal baggage that has taken a life of its own?
I would believe that it would be it's just part of me that helps me with anger management. It's not really it's hard to explain. So, it's not psychological. I guess in a way it is for me to keep calm, cool, and collect. I have a lot of pressures in life. I'm not saying that I have more than anyone else in their lifetime, but it's all in how I deal with anger. Most people deal with it at a snap, random, just real fast. And by the time the smoke clears, there's negativity everywhere. There's people hurt. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen with the snap decision,
sure,
especially with anger. The way that I deal with it helps me, and if it can help other people do the same, by all means, I can show you.
And so is this something that you do show people?
I have a select few people that I personally have no one to train with that I go out and do this with. I just don't take anyone. Certain people have way too much anger and take what I can teach them in a different way, and that's not the way it works. You have to pass certain requirements in order for me to teach you stuff like that.
And it makes sense. I mean, you are teaching them a martial art anyway, and then lighting them on fire. You know?
<Yeah. laughs> I don't condone anyone that goes out and does try to do what I do. It's not safe, especially if you don't know exactly what you're getting into. I wouldn't suggest anyone try it.
So
not unless you have a professional with you that knows what they're doing and what expectations they're going to have.
Unless they have their own leather witch.
Yeah. Well, leather protects you from fire too. There's a lot of welders out there that can vouch for that.
That's a good point.
Leather aprons for some welders, and even people in foundries, I've made smocks for and gloves for.
Oh, that is a good
point. Protect them from the fire.
I have a couple few friends who are welders, and they do have all sorts of leather protection.
Yeah. I've been trying to get into the cosplay costume things, but, that's a project I have on the go.
I go to cosplay conventions like twice a year because all three of my kids at some point in their lives have been obsessed with it. And so I am a cosplay convention regular.
There's some very intricate costumes out there.
There are, and a lot of creativity. Of those, yeah.
Definitely have a magic talent for sure. I've seen some of those cosplay costumes, and they look pretty wicked.
Yeah, my kids, all of them, were definitely going over the top, with, spending hundreds of dollars and taking 6 months to sew their costumes together. And, I remember having to make a robotic arm for my daughter. And and really, it's some of the best times we've had. And so I would tell you, yes, get into that all you can, because you'll find a lot of business and you'll have a lot of fun and you'll find a lot of people totally appreciative of what you're doing.
Exactly. When my dad had the company running, he was just going to flea markets and stuff where people buy 20 to 30 belts off of them at a time. And I'm not like that kind of style. I'm not an assembly line factory. I'm just a small business type guy that likes to create art out of leather. And I take the hide of the once living and create art out of it, and people love it.
And you want it to be personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I definitely have liked some of the things that we've seen out of you online. I definitely went through all of your stuff that I could. We're coming up on the end of the show here. Maybe you can tell our audience where they can find out more about you, where they can see some of these videos, and where they can maybe commission some leather work.
Awesome, yeah. You can have my my Facebook. I'm at leatherwitch.muskoka on Facebook, or you can get email me at leatherwitch.muskoka@gmail.com. I have a YouTube video out there, YouTube channel at Leatherwitch, or I Am Leatherwitch on YouTube. I post a lot on Dark Lady's Dark Realm. Dark Lady Lori Dawn Jackson and I are close friends, so I'm there a lot.
Well, sounds good. We'll be sure to direct anybody there. It's been great fun talking to you. Totally interesting. Thank you for being a guest.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Leather Witch here on Radio Wasteland.
drama bright. Get the story out of my head. I can't remember something, yeah. Some things left me on the best left. I've got to hit the bottom at the foot of the stairs. And you can tell that she really cares. She likes to smoke and comb back in hair. But her back's just around and your body broken.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.